This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Law enforcement authorities in Northern California said Friday five people have died in a wildfire, one of three in the state, that has leveled thousands of homes and forced widespread evacuations. The Butte County Sheriff's Office said the victims were found dead in vehicles as they attempted to flee Paradise, a mountain town north of Sacramento. Paradise has been largely destroyed in the quick-moving fire that forced thousands of residents to flee. Patrick Knutson was one of them.
Down my street, there's probably, if I had to guess, maybe 22 houses. There's two that are left. And the fire burned from one house to the next house to the next house until they're pretty much all gone.
In Southern California, meanwhile, the Woolsey Fire pushed toward Malibu and the Pacific Ocean, prompting evacuations in Malibu, Calabasas, Agoura Hills, and other nearby areas. Massive traffic jams clogged the Pacific Coast Highway near Malibu as residents tried to escape. Those fires are also burning near Thousand Oaks, California, where law enforcement officials say that a gunman who killed 12 people in a country music club was posting on social media as he carried out the deadly attack. 28-year-old Ian David Long, a former U.S. Marine, was posting to Instagram as he was shooting people inside the nightclub. Taylor Coles, who served with Long in the U.S. Marine Corps, says that post-traumatic stress disorder could have played a role in Long's actions.
As far as knowing him, it was so normal. So something changed in those years of being in the Marines, as far as I could tell.
Law enforcement officials are also investigating whether Long's former girlfriend was scheduled to be at that music club. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.